This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for December 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
UK telecommunications regulator Ofcom evaluating the future of the 420 to 470 megahertz band. And a 2.5 minute video shows how the International Space Station was put together in orbit.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the way tonight. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim. Good evening, everyone. Elections for council and president of your association take place early next year, when you will, I hope, get an opportunity to vote for the candidate of your choice. Debbie at headquarters tells me that so far, the nomination forms for people standing for council have been a bit slow coming in, and we appear to be short of people in all electoral districts. If it helps, I will not be standing again as president for the 2015 to 2017 term, so some new blood will be welcome. If you are interested in taking part in the development of amateur radio in New Zealand, please consider putting your name forward. After a few months of getting his feet wet as the interim break-in editor, I'm pleased to report that Stephen Hayman, ZL1TPH, has decided to continue in the role as our new editor of Break-In magazine. Many thanks, Stephen. You're doing a fine job, and I look forward to seeing Break-In come out in 2015 under your editorship. Stephen has built up an excellent rapport with the Christchurch-based production team and is looking to make a few changes to the appearance of Break-In next year. As always, the editor can never have too many articles in hand, so if you're thinking of writing something for our magazine, please do so and get it to Stephen as soon as you can. A few weeks ago, Warren Harris at L2AJ advised his resignation from council, creating a vacancy in the Central Electoral District. I'm delighted to be able to report that Phil Dodds, ZL4XYZ, has offered his services to fill this vacancy. Council has approved his appointment, and I would like to take this opportunity to welcome Phil to NZART Council, and we look forward to his participation in the council meetings next year. Phil is a civil engineer and has recently moved from Oamaru to Gisborne. If you hear Phil on the air or meet him in person, please give him a warm welcome. As this is the last broadcast for this year, I'd like to remind you of the Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest, which is being held over the weekend of Saturday, February the 28th, and Sunday the 1st of March. This annual contest is named in honour of the late Jock White, ZL2GX, NZART Contest and Awards Manager for over 40 years. I hope your branch will be active in this contest, and I plan to be on the air for some of the time with Branch 29. As you listen to this, it's only 4 days to Christmas and nearly the end of another busy year. My thanks to all our association officers and councillors, to Debbie at headquarters, Evan our treasurer, the break-in team, plus all those members who helped with activities throughout the year. I would especially like to thank Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, who this year completed 7 years as Council Minute Secretary. Thanks everyone for all the hard work you put in this year. Without your help and support, we would not have a successful national organisation. May I wish you all the very best for the coming festive season. Have a happy and safe Christmas, and I hope that the holiday period will allow you a little more time to enjoy our great hobby. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. A reminder tonight that the Jock White Field Day next year will be held on Saturday, 28th of February and Sunday, the 1st of March. There are many ways to participate, from the large branch efforts to single operator and home station. Antennas can be raised from noon on the Saturday, and operating commences at 1500 hours on 80 and 40 metres. Operating finishes at 2400 on Saturday and restarts at 0600 on Sunday, finishing at 1500. For the full rules, please check the contest page of the NZART website. And remember, the Field Day Manager welcomes any inquiries. Email your inquiries to clearandstewart@extra.co.nz. clearandstewart@extra.co.nz. And that Field Day information from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the Field Day Manager. To news from NZRT headquarters, and it's to Upper Hutt we go, and say a very good evening and welcome to NZRT Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening everyone for the last time in 2014. I must first apologise, as I need to retract a statement I made in the last official broadcast and an HQ info line regarding public liability for branches. The amount that branches would need to pay has increased considerably. I have finally received a quote from our insurers, and based on the number of branches and members within each branch, the stated cost of between $60 to $100 is a long way off the actual price. I am currently preparing a letter for all branches who have placed an expression of interest. This will include a draft policy document detailing the cover and amount payable should you wish to continue. Branches would be expected to respond to this letter by the end of February. Just to let you know my office hours over the Christmas New Year period, the office will be closed on Christmas Eve day, that's the 24th of December, but reopen again the 30th and 31st of December, then back again for the week commencing the 6th of January. My official leave will start on the 12th to the 27th of January. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for your support throughout the year and wish you all a very happy Christmas and prosperous New Year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. For a catch-up now of international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
United Kingdom telecommunications regulator Ofcom has published a call for inputs as part of its strategic review of the 420 to 470 megahertz spectrum band. This, says Ofcom, will help it to understand whether its current approach to managing the band is able to meet the needs of current and future users. Uses for the band are diverse and complex, and its configuration is not fully aligned with the European Spectrum Configuration Plan. Users include business radio, the emergency services, and utilities, among others. With potential new users also wanting to make use of these frequencies, demand is increasing. Several Region 1 terrestrial and space-based amateur radio allocations fall within this 50 megahertz spectral parcel. This document invites comments from stakeholders' findings as well as other input which stakeholders consider relevant to the Ofcom analysis of the 420 to 470 megahertz band, including its proposed work program for the next phase of the review. This call for inputs on the consideration proposal closes February 19, 2015. In DX Upfront, preparations for the early 2015 Nubasa Island operation are well underway. This according to a press release from planners Bob Alphen, K4UEE, Glenn Johnson, W0GJ, and Mike Thomas, NA5U. According to the trio, all of their equipment is being assembled, tested, and packed. The container of equipment and supplies will depart late in December en route to the helicopter staging area. This group says that it is contracted with the largest helicopter operations group in the Caribbean to transfer personnel and equipment to the island. Although the actual dates may still vary, it now appears the group of 15 operators will begin transport to the island during the last week of January. More information and regular updates are on the web at www.navassadx.com for details. E51AND has told the Ohio Penn DX newsletter that Cook Islands resident hams will be allowed a special one-by-one call sign for use during the 50th anniversary of self-governance in 2015. The special call is available for use at the operator's discretion only during the period January 1, 2015 through December 31st. Visitors to the island will be issued call signs in accordance with current practice. If you are new to the electronics hobby or just nostalgic for the good old days, then the name of a magazine known as Popular Electronics will definitely ring a bell. And now, thanks to the effort of AmericanRadioHistory.com, there is a shared archive of all the popular electronics magazines from 1954 to 1982. But Popular Electronics is not the only publication you will find there. There are millions of pages and hundreds of books and magazines on radio, television, computers, and much more. It's all available on the web at www.AmericanRadioHistory.com. The direct link to the Popular Electronics Archive is at tinyurl.com/popular-electronics-archive. And a happy centennial to the ARRL's official journal, QST Magazine. First published in December 1915, QST is not only the official membership periodical of the ARRL, it is also the most widely read amateur radio magazine in the world, with a monthly publication of more than 165,000. According to the League, QST kicks off its celebration with a photo contest announced in the January issue as well as online. Winning photos will appear on several QST covers throughout 2015, and each winning photographer will receive $250. Also, each 2015 issue of QST will contain articles and columns republished from vintage issues. In the January issue, we'll be reprinting the special declaration from the January 1942 QST concerning the cessation of amateur radio operations at the start of the U.S. entry into World War II. Each vintage article will be reprinted exactly as it appeared in its original issue. This all according to QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY. He said they chose articles based on either historical relevance or nostalgic value. Ford added that as space permits, QST will be reprinting some vintage Gil Gildersleeve cartoons. He also advises readers to be on the lookout for occasional appearances of the beloved stray kitties. Longtime QST readers will know what that means. And finally this week, building the International Space Station took over 40 missions between 1998 and 2011, with one more piece planned for delivery in 2015. Now you can watch the whole thing come together in just a few minutes, thanks to a newly released time-lapse video. Those who've only seen photos of the massive structure circling our planet may be surprised to learn that the ISS, in Earth terms, is a massive structure weighing over 400 tons spread out over the size of a football field. No booster rocket could carry it into orbit as a completely assembled unit, so it was assembled piece by piece in Earth orbit, with components contributed by space agencies. These included the United States, Canada, Europe, Russia, and Japan. So set your web browser to tinyurl.com/building-the-ISS. Turn the music up and enjoy the short video on how the International Space Station was put together on orbit through the cooperation of nations worldwide. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW, saying 73 from Charleston, West Virginia. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The NZART AGM and Conference 2015 will be held in Hamilton, heart of the Waikato, on Queen's Birthday weekend, the 29th, 30th and 31st of May, at the Te Rapa Conference and Function Centre, Te Rapa Racecourse, Kinbrown Drive, Te Rapa, Hamilton. Now book early, book now, as accommodation is at a premium over Queen's Birthday weekend. It's time now for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and season's greetings, everyone. It seems no time since I was preparing last year's Waro December official broadcast segment, and here I am doing our end-of-year piece again. Thank you, everyone, who sent me items for the broadcast during the year. I really appreciate your contributions. To members who are going away on trips during the holidays, remember the editors of both the Waro Break-In page and the Waro Bulletin would welcome items of interest and photos for inclusion in those publications. On behalf of Waro President Kathy ZL2ADK and the Waro executive and members, I want to wish everyone a very happy Christmas and New Year and a joyous holiday season with family and friends. I hope that Santa's kind to you all and that the amateur bands offer heaps of good openings to the DXs amongst you. If you're travelling during the holidays, I wish you a pleasant journey and a safe return to your homes. That's all for this month, Jim. See you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, we only have one item for this month, and it's from Nelson Branch 26 NZART. The Marlborough Club NZART Branch 22 has invited the members of Nelson Branch to their barbecue at the Onamalutu Reserve on Sunday the 18th of January to catch up. Look for details in the newsletter. The next club event is the barbecue on Sunday the 25th of January at Rabbit Island. The time for lunch will be 1 p.m. The club will provide the meat, sausages, bread and butter, and remember to bring along either a salad or dessert to share, and also your own eating utensils, plate, and a chair as well. Well, that's the end of Around the Branches for another year. Thanks to everyone who sent in items for news for inclusion in this segment of the broadcast. We always appreciate your input. To everyone, have a great Christmas and a very happy new year for 2015.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Friday, the 16th of January. You can subscribe for your own copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 22nd of February 2015. There is no official broadcast in January. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for December 2014. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.